Students at Brigham Young University can now get caffeinated soda in dining halls. Before now, people were allowed to drink them on campus, but they had to be brought in from somewhere else. Carrie Jenkins is a BYU spokesperson. And Carrie, what prompted the change?
Sure. Well, in the 1950s, the director of dining services made the decision to stop offering caffeinated soft drinks. And that practice really continued up until last week when dining services made the decision to start offering caffeinated soft drinks. And clearly, we recognize that consumer preferences have changed and requests have become much more frequent for caffeinated soft drinks.
Why had they stopped being sold in the 50s?
You know, it was a decision, I don't know, that the director of dining services made.
So the change now, was that prompted by students making the request for these kinds of drinks?
Students and those who come to our athletic events, guests on campus, we were just getting more requests for caffeinated soft drinks.
And prior to this change, had decaffeinated soft drinks been sold in dining halls and at other places around campus?
Yes, caffeine-free soft drinks were offered.
I know you said you'd gotten a number of requests over the years to do this. How big of a topic of discussion? I mean, is this something that is sort of on top of mind for folks on campus, or was this just sort of something that over time had sort of percolated up and dining services just decided to do this?
I think you're absolutely right. It's something that over time and the last several years we have seen more requests for the caffeinated soft drinks.
Do you find that there is confusion or there are questions about what the LDS Church allows as far as caffeine and what BYU then decides to offer as far as caffeinated beverages and other offerings in dining halls?
I think externally there is. I don't think internally within the students and the campus community that there is, because there's been clarification come from the LDS Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which sponsors the university. And so more of that is external than internal.
Carrie Jenkins is a spokesperson for Brigham Young University.